Welcome to Maseches Yuma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 2, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah continues discussing the various karbanos, the various sacrifices that were divvied up as to which part of the sacrifice should be offered by who, based on a raffle, a pious. So until this point, the Mishnah was talking about the karban tamid, which is a keves, it's a small sheep, which was 1 year old. That daily offering was brought with 9 kohanim. However, says the Mishnah, ayol, a ram, which is a larger animal, it's actually 2 years old, karev ba'achad asar, is offered with 11 kohanim versus just the 9 of the regular smaller tamid. Explains the Mishnah how. Habasar b'chamisha, the actual meat itself was offered with 5 kohanim, as we saw previously, but just review it, that the first one brings up the head and the leg, second one the two legs, the third one brings up the rear and the rear leg, the fourth one brings up the chest and the gera, which is the tongue and part of the ribs, and the fifth one, the two flank and the two sides of the animal. Hakrovayim, the innards in the aisle and the ram, which were heavier, gaselis vayayin, as well as the fine flour and wine that were brought along with the animal, which are more than they are in a simple keves, in a simple sheep, because the amount of flour that was used in a simple keves and a simple sheep was one isarin. And the ayol, the ram, had twice that amount. Similarly, the wine. The wine in the smaller animal was a quarter of a hin, which is 3 lug. And in the ayol, it was a third of a hin, which is 4 lug. So those were each brought b'shnayim shnayim. Each one was brought by 2 kohanim. Comes out, we have an additional 6 kohanim. And total, we have 11 kohanim in all. Let's see one more Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7. Now the Mishnah talks about a par. A par is a cow, and that's even larger. So there were more kohanim involved in every aspect of bringing it. The Mishnah delineates. Par karev be'esrim va'arbak. The par was offered with 24 kohanim. Harosh v'haregel, the head and the leg. Harosh be'echa, the head was brought by one. V'haregel b'shnayim, and 2 kohanim would bring the rear right leg of the animal. Ha'okitz v'haregel, the hind quarters, and the left leg, left hind leg. With the par, they were brought with 4 kohanim, as we'll see in a minute. Ha'okitz b'shnayim, the rear with 2, v'harego b'shnayim, and the leg with 2. This comes out, we have 7 in total. Hechaza v'hagera, the chest and the jaw, the tongue. Hechaza b'echad, the chest was brought with 1, v'hagera b'shloisha. And the gera, the area of the tongue and the jaw, those are brought with 3. Comes out, we have 11. Shtei ha'yadayim, the 2 forelegs, b'shnayim, were brought by 2 kohanim. Comes out, we have 13. Shteyat fanois bishnayim, the 2 flankim were brought with 2. Comes out, we have 15. Hakravayim vehaselis vehayayin bishloisha shloisha. The innards, the fine flour, and the wine were all brought by 3 kohanim. Comes out, we have 9 more kohanim, and in total we have 24. Bamedvar mamor, why do we say that each karban needs many kohanim? And the way that they ascertain who's doing it is with a gairal, with a raffle, bekarbanos tzibur, by public sacrifices, like the karban tamid, the daily offering, or the musafim, the animals that were added as additional sacrifices during the holidays or Shabbos. Aval b'karban yachid, but by an individual's karban sacrifice, even if it's a large one like a par, in ratzel l'hakriv, if one kohen wants to bring the entire animal, makriv, it's permissible for him to bring it. Concludes the Mishnah of Sheita v'nituchan shaleilu ve'ilu, the skinning and the cutting up of all the karbanos, that means even public sacrifices, karbanos tzibur, shavin, those are all the same. They do not need a kohen even. They don't need a pious. They don't need a lottery. Even a zar, a non-kohen, was permissible to do that part of the avodah. Wishing you a great, very successful, wonderful upbeat day.